the rest of the story. History books tell us of an amazing military accomplishment at the turn of the 20th century, the defense of the town of Mafeking. And the story's hero is a British colonel named Robert, and the setting is the so-called Boer War, in which South Africans of Dutch descent squared off against the English. And to hear history tell it, this poor little tin-roofed African town called Mafeking, 650 miles north of Cape Town, was being attacked by Dutch-descended Boers. And a lone British colonel, Colonel Bob, rode to the rescue and, arriving in town, pledged to defend it against the terrible onslaught. There were 12,000 Boers. Colonel Bob would later guesstimate only a little over 1,000 defenders, and yet, battling a formidable foe in 12-to-1 odds, the valiant British colonel held on and held out, driving the bloodthirsty Boers back again and again for days, then weeks, and finally, after 7 months of stalwart defense, the enemy was crushed by relief columns from the British Army, and the tiny beleaguered town was saved. And that's the way history tells the story. Now I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. The name Mafeking was accurately descriptive of the bleak region in which this trading settlement was located, because it translates literally the place of stones. And yet the description rather misrepresents the town itself. Look at it for a moment. At the time of the siege, the town was only 14 years old, had a courthouse and a library, had a hospital and a convent, government offices and extensive railway workshops, had several hotels, had a market square and a Masonic hall, and a branch of the Standard Bank and its own newspaper. Oh yes, four churches and a racetrack. So Mafeking was hardly a desolate outpost, nor was it all that small. There were roughly 7,000 residents, attacked in October 1899 by approximately 6,000 Boers, so if anybody was outnumbered, it was the attackers. And furthermore, it appears that fearless Colonel Bob spent most of his time in Mafeking going to concerts and theatrical performances and banquets and football games and cricket matches and horse races, and agricultural shows and bicycle outings and beautiful baby contests. And did I mention the dances? I mean dances of all kinds, such as the beleaguered bachelor's ball. Not only did Colonel Bob attend these extravaganzas, he personally organized most of them, acted in the plays, handed out prizes at the pageants, did comic impressions and sang songs, still found time to play polo every Sunday. The only amazing military accomplishment was that anybody ever found any time to get shot at. Oh, sure, there were a bunch of Boers wasting their time nearby, lobbing shells in the general direction of the town, but by the colonel's own admission, such an attack often went on for hours with nobody noticing. You see, Colonel Bob was, well, he was a glory hound. He was an opportunist. He had hurried to the town of Mafeking and sat there for 217 days, turning it into a one-man show, sending scores of letters back to England describing all kinds of heroism, mainly his. And did his plan ever work? When the rest of the British Army finally showed up and liberated Colonel Bob, people danced in the streets of London. The formerly unknown soldier was then promoted to Major General, later honored by the Queen. And for years throughout England and even the world, his name became synonymous with the word hero. And what did Colonel Bob, Colonel Robert Baden-Powell, do with his arguably ill-gotten fame? Well, he used himself as the ultimate example of honesty and courage, and he founded the Boy Scouts. And now you know the rest of the story.